Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Quad City area Congressman Eric Sorensen is among most Democrats who voted against a Pentagon funding bill that passed the U.S. House on Wednesday. The Moline Democrat says he voted against the $1.1 trillion National Defense Authorization Act, in part for banning some gender-related medical care and restricting transgender athletes in military-run schools. Sorensen, who sits on the House Armed Services Committee, also opposes a provision that expands U.S. defense technology cooperation and integration with Israel.
I do not believe we should be lumping the United States military and the IDF together. Israel needs to have the ability to defend itself the same way that the United States does.
All Quad City area Republicans in Congress voted for the NDAA, which now heads to the U.S. Senate, where it faces an uncertain path forward. An Illinois legislative ethics panel voted yesterday to release a report into former Democratic State Representative Harry Benton's alleged misconduct. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal reports.
Benton resigned this month amid unspecified sexual harassment allegations. The legislature's inspector general began investigating him earlier this year, and now a bipartisan ethics committee wants those details made public. Republican Representative and Committee Chair Jeff Kiker says it was the group's, quote, statutory obligation to publish the report, which the panel hopes to do by the end of the month. Democratic Reps Ann Stava Murray, Stephanie Kifowit, and Kelly Cassidy are among women lawmakers calling for a better workplace culture. Governor J.B. Pritzker wants House Speaker Emmanuel Chris Welch to be, quote, utterly transparent about the case. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
A new state law makes July 25th Emmett Till Day in Illinois. The 14-year-old from Chicago's South Side was murdered in Mississippi in 1955 by white supremacists who falsely accused him of interacting with a white woman. His murder became an important catalyst for the civil rights movement. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker visited the Chicago church where Till's funeral was held on Thursday.
His story remains painful for all of us, as well it should. We understand here in Illinois that we cannot build a more just future if we are unwilling to confront the injustices that have been committed in our past.
Pritzker says the new day of reflection is part of Illinois' responsibility to protect Black history. Students from across the country gathered in Rock Island this month to take part in filming a new streaming series. WVIK's Jonathan Turner has more.
Led by Rock Island-based Fresh Films, this summer's focus was on ghosts for streaming series Dearly Departed, a co-production with Rock Media that is planned for a Tubi and YouTube release this fall. Filming took place July 2nd to 17th, with multiple key scenes shot at First Lutheran Church in Rock Island and others shot at Augustana College. Fresh Films co-CEO Kelly Feigley said the hours of training and on-set experience the 70-plus student crew members got this summer was invaluable and praised First Lutheran's role as well.
They're just a great group of people, so we pay them a location fee to utilize the parish house and the basement of the church for lunch. And it's a big, beautiful house. It's got like 5 bedrooms, and so different scenes are done in different areas.
For more on this story, visit WVIK.org. For WVIK News, this is Jonathan Turner.
June unemployment data for Illinois and Iowa show little change from the month before. The jobless rate in Iowa held steady at 3.2%. Illinois' unemployment rate was 5.1%. In Scott County, the jobless rate stood at 3.8% last month, which was down from 4.5% last year. And in Rock Island County, the rate remained unchanged from a year ago at 4.5%. Former Iowa Governor Terry Branstad says connecting with voters across the state is critical for Republican gubernatorial candidate Zach Lane. He spoke recently with Iowa Public Radio's Sheila Brummer.
Branstad, who endorsed Republican Randy Feenstra in the primary, says he now fully supports businessman Zach Lane of Belle Plaine for governor. The former governor and U.S. ambassador to China says the two have met a couple of times, and he's encouraged Lane to get out and meet Iowans.
Go to all the celebrations and county fairs that he can. It's a big state, 99 counties, but I think he needs to go to every county and he needs to really tell his story.
Brent's dad says Lane needs to let people know he grew up near Sioux City and calls him personable, honest, and committed to Iowa. Brent's dad feels that Democrat Rob Sand is trying to fool people into thinking he's a moderate. Sand is currently making his second tour of all 99 counties for this election cycle. I'm Sheila Brummer, IPR News.
And this is WVIK News.